Remember I said a barrel of oil is a barrel of oil? Except it's not. There's no such thing as a barrel of oil. Hasn't been for years. There's only the idea of a barrel.
But it's a measurement. People know what it means.
It means different things to different people in different places. It changes. It's abstract. It's like money, like debt, like time. Numbers on paper, on computer screens. Story of our century. It's pure fantasy.
But oil's not just numbers on paper. When it runs out, you can't fill a car with the abstract idea.
When it runs out, you have to move on from that. I know it makes a better story. Exploding rigs, oil-soaked wildfowl, oil running out. Way more interesting than the intricacies of OPEC.
But it has to run out. We're past peak oil. The barrel might be abstract, but the $100 it costs, it's hard fact.
Except it's not. It would be more like $30 a barrel if it wasn't for the speculators, the manipulators. Supply isn't the problem. It's the markets. Utter madness. Greed. Is that real or fantasy?
So it's all made up. Oil isn't running out.
How would I know? Aren't you listening? What I'm saying is, you can learn it all. Politics, history, geography. And what you learn is, well, if you're lucky, you can get maybe 30% of the story. Maybe double that with real hard pressure. But the whole truth, if you got at that last drop, the whole damn foundations would probably collapse.
I thought you didn't believe in conspiracy theories.
I don't believe in anything, Izzy, except this.
Good work, lads. Keep it up. I'm rather down. Have a look at this letter for you.
The rig, my tools, my crew, what I can hold and what I can do with a firm grasp of science and experience, instinct, listening to the well, that's what I believe in. I believe in them and in her, and I pray that today she will spare us her wrath and be bountiful.